Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, a big happy Tuesday morning to everyone. Wow. What a night for Katie Meyer. What a night. The women's number 9 seed beats the number 1 seed, Indiana, at Indiana. The women's basketball tournament for March Madness, a little bit different. Top seeds, first two games play at home. And Miami went in and gets a 70-68 win on Indiana's home court. You just heard Woody talking about it. Destiny Harden and the jump shot with a couple seconds left to the Sweet 16. First time since 1992 for Katie Meyer, who I like and always been very, very nice. 21-12 in the, I guess they barely made the tournament. I mean, they finished like sixth in the ACC with a 11-7 record. And you're wondering, and all the junk earlier about some mini probation things, which was an absolute joke. But those ladies, with all the distractions and stuff, go in and beat a number one seed. And what a story that is, as we start with that. And what they're able to do here. And matter of fact, just flew back in about 4:30 this morning.
We're up 24 hours for Indiana.
Yeah. Wow. You're not kidding. Miami taking out everything on Indiana. That's a good point, Woody. Real good point.
Such a traditional basketball school. And that's a rough go, man.
Hey, you know what? You get out, you play, you believe, you hit shots. Get a steal at the end of the game. They don't even get a shot off. All the things that took place last night. And by the way, also congratulations. The Panthers not only got another win, which they've won 6 of 7. Even the game they lost was in overtime. So they picked up the point. They moved into the 8th spot last night. And that's been a while since we have said they are in a playoff spot. So with 12 left, they keep winning. They're in great shape. Due to the fact how well they played. Right now, Carter Verhaeghe is on fire. Two more goals last night for him, 35 and 36. Tkachuk continues to play out of his mind. He's got 33 goals, but has top five now in the league in points that he's had this season. So congratulations to them. They're back in action again. You heard Woody talking about it. So I got to ask you, Woody, with everything going on last night, and again, I'm not going to push this down everybody's throat. I get that Major League Baseball season is what really counts. And I hear a lot of the old guys, this exhibition thing's a joke. I listen to some of those guys bitch on ESPN. Guys get hurt. They need to get rid of this. The owners of baseball need to tell them it's done. And I'm like, if you've seen the last couple of games down here in Miami, maybe baseball needs that. Maybe baseball needs a little of that kind of action just to kind of kick off the season. I don't think it's bad at all. Comeback win for Japan last night. Walk-off, down a run, comeback with no outs and runners on, I believe, first and second. Hit one to the fence, and that's it, man. They go on and win that game, and we'll play the United States tonight, Japan and United States. So, Woody, I got one for you tonight. And, of course, I watched Major League. I watched MLB Network last night. They watched some of Shohei Ohtani's batting practice. So you remember, I'm going back on everybody. I'm showing my age here. When Mark McGwire was in town and the batting practice, literally NBC6 goes, hey, we're going to put you up upper deck in left field because that's where he hits home runs for batting practice. I've never had anybody ask me to go live for sports up there. So I go up there, and sure enough, McGwire's just, you know, I mean, he's juiced up out of his friggin' mind. He's hitting monster shots up there. There's a bunch of fans up there grabbing, you know, trying to catch his home runs and more below us because those were easy home runs, the shorter ones into the seats. But last night they showed a couple. Woody, I don't know if you see it. They couldn't show them all, but they're all going, I've never seen it. I saw Harold Reynolds going, I've never seen a guy hit the ball like this. He was hitting them upper deck, almost towards the top and right center. Places mankind has never been before. And they were just talking. They showed the shot of, like, everybody there to watch his batting practice. And so tonight, Japan's got – and they've won this a couple times. If you're not familiar with who's won the World Baseball Classic – and by the way, even if you don't care, I'm still going to tell you. Japan's won twice. Dominican's won one. USA's won one. And then we'll see what happens in tonight's game between Japan and the USA. So just wanted to get that out, whether you're in or – I mean, going nuts too, man. A lot of Japanese there last night. Just
that'll be fun to watch tonight, though. It's a good atmosphere. It'll be fun to watch. By the way, you're right about that batting practice deal with Ohtani. I saw that.
Is that crazy?
I don't know what was cooler, that or I saw the other day Ken Griffey Jr. was taking – swings at Marlins Park, and then he was talking to Trout out there, like they were, you know, he was coaching up Trout. It's cool stuff, man.
Well, they have the coaching staff is former players that they've got to do this, and
he's still got that swing though.
No,
he's got same swing. Looks like he's been eating a little bit, but he's still got that same swing.
He did get out there, and I saw those guys going nuts when he still able to hit a home run. I guess no surprise. He was a great player, man. Just an absolute before injuries hit him. Should have got him on the juice, man. If he would have been on the juice, he'd have been with all the rest of those guys. I'm kidding. Ken Griffey Jr. always talked about, I refuse to do it. I don't care if my body breaks down at a normal age. I'm not going to do it. The rest of those guys all did. Anyway, a lot of stuff going on again last night. So congratulations to the Lady Canes, man, going to the Sweet 16 with Jim Larrañaga's team going to the Sweet 16. And the Panthers get a win in Detroit last night. They just keep winning, find themselves now back in the eighth playoff spot after winning six of seven games with 12 left. We have all kinds of stuff going on here this morning to get to. We've got some football stuff. Jeff Darlington's going to join us a little bit later on. We'll talk to him and get caught up on a few things. There was something that happened last night, though. There was one guy that I didn't think it was going to be a problem. I just thought he'd be back as a third wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins. I did. I really like him. I know Wes Welker loved him. I think Mike McDaniel loved him. They knew him better than anybody because Trent Sherfield played for the 49ers and came out here as a special teams guy, a guy that will block your head off and can catch the football. Now, I didn't know before last year started he was going to be the third receiver. I thought Cedric Wilson was. Well, I was wrong. Trent Sherfield was your number three receiver. By the way, he was your number three receiver overall on that team. And, of course, as everybody knows, a lot of targets, a lot of catches – by the two guys on the outside, that's where, you know, a lot of those throws would go. But Trent Sherfield ended up with 30 catches, 417 yards. And again, there were big drop-offs after the top two guys. But he was a third wide receiver, and he did a lot of really good things. And, of course, you remember the 49er game, took one of the first plays and caught a little pass inside and just nobody's around him, just outran everybody. So I thought he'd be back. And surprise, 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 he is going to the Buffalo Bills, signed with the Buffalo Bills. I thought, honestly, Cedric Wilson was in trouble, and they were going to try to move him. He signed a two-year deal for a lot of money and had 12 catches for 136 yards. So, I understand you can't just go around spending money for everybody. I don't know what the money was that Trent Sherfield was able to get. But I know how much they liked him and what he did in every aspect for that team, his toughness and his size and everything. So with Cedric Wilson now one of the receivers and I guess moves up a little bit from his 12 catches a year ago, but I go back to this. I'm just looking at it last night as stuff comes in. I kind of fill it in and because I'll forget if I don't write it down on my my football boards. But Eric Ezekama, it looks to me, who's a big guy who didn't get to play and every week was on the 53 but never got to play. Very little did he get to play. Very little was he even active. I mean, it's like, all right, Eric, he's out. Okay, he's out again. Okay. But I really think the big jumpers this year in the offense can be Ezekama and Tanner Connor. I think those will be the guys. I don't know with Gesicki gone and looking for a receiver that can do more stuff. I think Tanner Connor, just because of his speed, he's athletic. He just got to hold on to the football when he gets his chances. But I think that's a guy they really like. So it was a draft pick and a rookie free agent from a year ago that that could have a place. We'll see what happens in the draft, but they could be two guys that teams really counting on as pass receivers to give them some production and get more playing time offensively as well. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. We're bouncing around as the Knicks will be in town tomorrow, then the Nets. And by the way, the Nets continue to lose, and the Heat will have a chance this week to not only catch them, but pass them, because they'll be playing the Nets, I believe, Saturday night. And so the Heat real close to finally getting out of that seventh spot. Been in that seventh spot way too long, man, with this play-in. You don't want to give anybody. You want to get in the six where you can play a normal playoff series and not that one game here and then play another team where, you know, it's a bad matchup or a bad shooting game, which you're going to have, or not your best, and you could get knocked out of the tournament. You don't want to be in that situation, especially now that you're down to your nine last games of the season like the Miami Heat are right now. We got to go to break, but we do have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, so stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. Rick Pitino, doesn't matter what that guy does, man. At the end of the day, teams let things cool off. The big programs let things cool off for a couple years, and they go right back to them. And I heard some of those idiots on ESPN saying really nice things about him, and I was just going, wow. Why don't you just say he's a really good coach, period, and not bring up anything else? And I can live with that. Not that you hang out with him or he's really nice to you. It's amazing. It really is. He just keeps coming back, man. He just keeps coming back in the name of we got to win games, right? And listen, to be fair, it's professional sports. College sports are professional. They just are, man. They are. And so
I wanted him in my school at USF, but they're too dopey to even try for him. But he's good, man. He's good at what he does.
He is a really good coach. And I'm guessing he's pretty damn good recruiter.
Well, he's good at the stuff that goes around building a team.
Whatever
it is that he does, he's good at it.
I guess,
right?
I don't even know how old Rick Pitino is.
He's 70.
Like he signed a six-year deal.
Yeah, I think he's 70 years old.
St. John's. They should just get rid of the Saint and go John's. Just go John's. Don't do Saint.
That's no good. Is that a religious school, you think?
I don't know. Leave the poor Saints out of this with Rick Pitino. Oh, man.
You think they asked him what happened at Louisville?
No,
when,
I just
did the interview
think,
there, and he said, let's just win games.
Yeah. Here, we got a few rules, but listen, man, we are a very forgiving country. We are. And I know we're in the middle of right now of trying to fire everybody that we don't like and cancel everybody. A couple of you have tried and called the bosses and said he's got to go, and he said something that was very offensive. But at the end of the day, we do forgive.
Well, do we forgive or do we want to win?
Well, we want to win. No question. No. All these coaches. By the way, the coach of Boston that destroyed HR for the Celtics, he's going to be back as a head coach.
Yes, he will be.
He was a damn good coach.
He was good.
And as soon as he gets some things worked out. And
saw John Morant quietly. He's making his way back. He's good, bro. That's what happens when you're good. These things go way quicker.
So, you know, listen, it's just this way. It was this way with Shula. It's this way with most people. According to how good you are is whether a guy comes back or not, on how serious it is. But I've seen it with no matter what anybody says, you're going to be more forgiving the better somebody is. There's no question about it. And I'm all for second chances. I don't know about you and how many chances out there you've had in your life where you screwed up and somebody gave you a second chance. I was given a few chances myself after doing one really, really stupid thing at Berkeley, which I'd prefer not to talk about because I'm not proud of it. But you get another chance, you know? I mean, it's...
Some people get that chance a little quicker. Like if Ja Morant was the 15th guy on the bench and he was dancing around a nightclub with a gun, he probably would have been out for more than a week in a little bit of a rehab deal that he was in?
He probably...
Counseling. Yeah, I'm guessing they don't send the 15th guy on the bench to counseling and say, hey, you know, come back in a week when you're ready.
I'm not sure what they do. I understand mental issues. I understand drug and alcohol. I don't understand that. I just love to go to clubs and just show a pistol while I'm taking my shirt off. What's that fall under for rehabilitation?
Well, they probably sat him down in a meeting and they were like, hey, you know, no guns in the clubs.
Well, that's common sense.
And, you know, go back and play. That's it. Was he there for a week? Less than a week?
I don't know.
If he was even there, who
he's,
knows?
He's back, right? Is he?
Yeah, he's getting back now.
Yeah.
He was back with the team. I don't think he played, but he was back with the team.
Well, he's a great player.
There you go. You said it right there. Doesn't matter.
You know what? We can go through back to Ray Rice, and everybody's like, hey, the league's been – first of all, the league didn't have a policy at the time, so they weren't even sure how to handle the Ray Rice thing. Of course, the video comes out. But I always said to everybody, listen.
Ray Rice was damn replaceable, though, man.
Ray Rice was averaging 3-point-something yards per carry. If Ray Rice would have been one of the four or five best running backs and 4.8 with about 12 or 13 touchdowns and ran for 1,200 yards, his ass would have been back. Not right away. The video. Listen, the video's a killer. Look, the number one killer is video. The gun video, uh-oh, that's not good. But the worst video you can have is the video of you deciding to punch or knock out or hit your girlfriend, your wife, a female in general. That one is, the league's a little bit more serious about that one, but there's no question about it. Coaches, players, we're a little more forgiving according to how good you are. Hey, look at the coach at Arizona, the coach at LSU, and the coach at Kansas. They got flat out busted. Didn't they get busted by like the FBI? And they're going, well, let's hold off on this. let's hold off on this and make sure that this is something let's just spend some time and not do anything crazy. So, yeah. But look at, I always say this about college sports, especially now more than ever with players getting paid, the changes, the amount of money college coaches are getting. We've watched probably, Woody, more than anything, the great head coaches in college football, they're getting paid a lot more than the NFL coaches now. Not Belichick, not a couple of the guys, but there's a lot of guys in college sports making more than professional sports. Is that kind of weird? Does that sound kind of, it's been like this for a while. We got coaches making $1 million a month now. I know they're really good. I know they win championships. I know they generate a lot of money. They help their conferences get bigger contracts in the SEC. I get it. But, man, you ever think a college coach would make double what an NFL coach would make, head coach? That's what we're looking at.
You think there's a bubble in college athletics right now that's going to burst at some point? These numbers just continue to get out of control?
No. I'll tell you why, Woody. Because so some of the big programs continue to lose. Texas gets desperate. The Nick Sabans of the world, although I think Nick's about done doing this, but he'll leverage Texas saying he's interested. He's open to the idea. They throw out a number, and the next thing you do, Alabama throws another $1 million on top of his base salary, higher incentives, and he goes, well, I'm pretty happy where I am. There's no reason to leave. They can redo their contracts. Every time a guy has a good season, he's going to get good, right? He's going to get more money. Guy goes to the final game. Guy takes a program that was good to the Final Four in college football, though it's going to be 12 pretty soon, and we're going to see guys make more and more money.
Look what we're doing down here at Miami just to try to win games. They keep replacing assistants, keep adding assistants. They're doing everything possible, putting up buildings.
Right.
They're doing everything they can to win football games. Miami, pretty amazing.
Miami's never done this. First time they've done it. I think it's going to pay off. I think it's going to get them where they want. It's coming at a good time. Is this the last year of the Final Four, if I'm not mistaken? After this season, they're going to 12 teams. So it ought to be right on target with Mario and his plans and his goals with this program. And by the way, just because of everything that's going on, it's crazy. Spring football is in week two. I think they're back at practice today, matter of fact. And we haven't heard much. We haven't heard much. Couple of practices, a lot of time off for spring break, and then they're back now, and we'll get after it. We'll find out more and start getting some people on from the program here as we jump into this thing. And before you know it, we'll have a spring football game that we'll be talking about. We do have a lot of stuff going on here. Japan and the United States tonight in this World Baseball Classic exhibition game. But I will tell you this. It was interesting. I heard the overnight show talking about this a little bit. And it's true, because we have a lot of people in this country that want this thing to go away because they don't want their two players have been hurt. Two of the best players in baseball are going to be out, one for the season, a relief pitcher, and the other one's going to miss a month or two with a broken hand or a broken thumb. So there's two guys out, and so people, especially for the Astros and Mets, the two teams that lost one of their best players, they're upset, and their fan base and some of the media guys who like those teams are upset. Why are we doing this? When are the owners going to step in? If you watch these games and how important they are to the players, forget the fans, forget the media, and you just go to the players in Mexico, Japan, Dominican, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, and the United States. Just the programs that got deep into this tournament. You ask them, hey, are you cool doing this? Giving up some spring and doing this before the season starts? I'm guessing almost 100% of the players playing in this, they're talking about, man, it's the biggest hit I've ever had. It's the biggest game I've ever played in. This is unbelievable. And part of it is because of the importance back home where those guys are all from. That's a big reason. That's a big reason all the star players who aren't banged up, who, you know, if you're banged up, you can't play in this thing, but you have a chance to shine, chance to give your country a championship. In some cases, it means more to those countries than whatever their favorite team is over here in Major League Baseball and one of their favorite players. So I like it. I don't have a problem with it. Shohei Ohtani, who, if you watch the game tonight, is one of the most unique. They called him the greatest player in baseball last night. That's all going to be up to what you how you feel about it. So this guy last year, the Angels never do anything. With Trout and Ohtani on the team, it's incredible that they don't even go to the playoffs. They're not good enough to get the playoffs. Ohtani had 34 home runs and 95 RBI last year. He started 28 games as a pitcher, had 219 strikeouts, an ERA 2.3, and won 15 games. First of all, if you watch baseball, you know it's not normal for a guy to – this is Babe Ruth stuff. This is stuff that baseball doesn't usually do. Normal in high school, maybe a little bit in college, but not professionally. They either go, okay, he's going to be a power hitter and a really good one for a long time, or he's going to be a pitcher. He can be a dominant pitcher. This guy does both for the Angels at the highest level. Very unique player. Kind of cool that he's here. When he did come to town and play last year, one of the biggest crowds that the Marlins had when they were in town. And a lot of it is because of him. Not to take anything away from Trout or any of the other guys. And his batting practices are just ridiculous. In the days where we go out and watch when a guy did something freakish and the guys were on steroids and hitting the ball 2.5 miles, it was fun to watch. And this guy is special. We got to go to break, man. Got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Got some football news to get to. We'll have some football. Jeff Darlington from ESPN will join us. Nigel will join us as well. We'll talk to him about everything coming up as well. So we got a lot of stuff to get to here. Canes basketball for the men and women going to the Sweet 16. A lot more stuff coming up. Stay with us. Hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. So many different things going on. Woody, I'm not going to tell you what I did after the show yesterday. I'm not going to mention it because...
Tennis tournament.
I did. I went over there.
Why don't you... Well, you're so, like, self-conscious over the tennis tournament, man.
It was...
Okay. Who'd you see out? Did you go, like...
No, it was all qualifiers. All qualifiers.
Okay.
So I did. I just went out, and those guys are still... really good, obviously.
Any pictures or autographs or anything good?
I don't do that stuff, Woody. That's you. I don't do that stuff.
Well, that's not completely true, but okay.
Mostly true.
Okay.
One guy. I know. You caught me with one guy, and you'll never let it go. I'll tell you one thing about you.
That I can think
I got to tell you, man, you are the most amazing human being. Seriously,
I
should be married to you.
Autographs or pictures. That's you know, you don't have to turn it into an insult back on me.
I should be married because you won't let the Roger Federer picture go. You won't let it go.
Well, I'm more upset about the Dwayne Wade one, but.
Oh, God. How many years can we go back that you can remember things? Seriously.
I remember stuff. You remember stuff.
Your wife's supposed to be like that, not like you. You shouldn't be like that with her. You still throw stuff in her face when...
I'm an elephant. I never forget.
You know, I could tell. Jeez, I could tell. But, yeah, I did go out there yesterday. It was empty, and during the day, so it was before all the big players get there, and they start this thing here over the next couple of days, get it rolling as all the big boys and girls come to town to get ready to play in the Miami Open. So... this Lamar Jackson thing's really interesting, and it's interesting because some people are going through the NFL union, and some of the reporters are going through the Ravens right now trying to PR their side of the story on this Lamar Jackson and Baltimore Ravens thing. And somewhere in the middle, it's probably the truth is, or what? I do agree. So NFL Network came out yesterday. One of their insiders, and said the Ravens have tried everything they can to sign Lamar Jackson. They have tried everything. Like, they have offered him, they haven't, you know, basically I took it, they haven't given him a fully guaranteed $250 million, but they have given him a lot of money and a lot of guaranteed money, and they have tried everything. So don't think And whatever it is, it's not enough for Lamar Jackson, who's got his own side of this story. And so now the latest is all the teams, Lamar believes and the union believes, nobody's going to make an offer because the Ravens can turn around and match and go, hey, thanks for finally getting the deal done for us. We appreciate it because we can take the exact deal you have. We just matched it. Same amount of money up front for guaranteed money. Same amount of guaranteed money throughout the contract. Same amount of years and total money. And we'll take it and keep Lamar Jackson. Thank you so much for finally getting the deal done for us. Lamar, you're our starting quarterback. So they're scared to death. Everybody's talking about this is bad. Listen, man, should have known this stuff was coming. Should have known that this was going to happen. And meanwhile, Lamar is strong-arming. And while he keeps strong-arming, because they can tag him, and they can tag him again, they can do this. And the next thing you know, guys that have contracts, especially the guy that everybody talks about the most, Josh Allen, who's part of his class of draft picks and quarterbacks, has been working on a new deal for a couple years. And he got that big signing bonus money up front. And Lamar hasn't done it. So Lamar, I don't know, they've come out. I know Mike Florio had the number. I don't remember what it was. Would he, $40 million? He's $40 million behind. I just, listen, that game can be dangerous. I just don't know why. It's a tough game to bet on yourself. Guys have done it, and it's worked out. To bet on yourself that you're going to keep your value up, your production up, and stay healthy enough to be able to get a new contract. And the problem here is, even when the contract's done, the owners have the franchise tag in place. So, and in this case, there's two franchise tags. The one that was given to Lamar Jackson is, hey, God bless it, you're free to go out there and talk to any team you want. Since you don't have an agent, you can talk to them. And they're all like, yeah, well, we're going different directions. So now everybody's upset, going, nobody wants to make an offer because everybody thinks they're just doing the work for the Baltimore Ravens. Even if it's not that good and we find out Lamar wants out, all they have to do, they put a contract together and the Ravens have a chance to come back and match that offer the way it is structured and everything else and go, we don't have a problem paying him $50 million up front plus his base. That's the way we understand. That's the way it works for everybody. And he's stuck there. So, I don't know. Lamar, I guess, going to be talking. I'm not sure. They were teasing a little bit last night. You have to order it. But Lamar's going to be talking and here pretty soon and answering some questions about what's going on here. And I know he's upset. He's mentioned it more than once about, this is ridiculous. I can't be my own agent. And others who have been in the business have said, it's ridiculous. You don't have an agent. And you can't negotiate your own deal. It can get ugly. Those deals get ugly. You can get your feelings hurt. Let somebody else do it for you. Work out a sweetheart deal. There's about 20 agents that live here in South Florida. Grab one. Not just Drew. If you don't like Drew, grab another one and get yourself going. So I, by the way, it's part of what's good for the NFL, believe it or not, though, isn't it? Woody, at the end, this Aaron Rodgers drama, this Lamar Jackson drama, all this stuff is good for business. Trying to figure out where these guys are going
to
go.
This is supposed to be the dead time of soap opera, the NFL. But
professional football soap opera is what it's really about. And you've got your side of the story, and you can go to a podcast, and then everybody sit back and go, the team sucks, or you're crazy as a player. And
you feel bad for Lamar at this point?
No, I don't feel bad for Lamar because he's old enough to understand how this game. I don't think Lamar's stupid at all. He knows how this game's played. He knows everything about it. He knows how it works. I think he knows he can get a big contract. It's still there. The holdup can be one of two things. And he hasn't come out and said the first one. I just want out of Baltimore. I don't want to be here. My feelings are hurt. There's no way I'm like you, Woody. I can hold a grudge forever, and I'm not coming back. Or the second one is, he's just not getting enough guaranteed money for his liking. But it looks like a lot of teams are moving on either to the draft, where there's expected to be four guys go early in this draft. I don't know where the guy from Tennessee with the ACL. A lot of teams like him, too. I don't know when he'll be back. So I don't know how this works. And the other problem is the top quarterbacks take 20% of the cap. The top quarterbacks, when they get that big contract, are taking up to 20% of the cap. 18%, 17%. It's a lot of damn money. And the teams all say that, like the Buffalo Bills, like, oh, yeah, wait till Cincinnati has to pay Joe Burrow. Let's see how things are. Yeah, they're talking about all success they're having. Let's see how they do, and they got to pay those wide receivers and that quarterback, and we'll see how that works for you as far as going out and getting more players that you like and you know you can't afford them because of the cap. Yeah, lot of things, man. A lot of things in place. And by the way, the league has just tried to set this thing up. And I don't think it's all bad. I don't think it's all bad. They want everybody. We're watching the Eagles lose a lot of players, right? They just lost their safety to the Lions. You know they don't want to lose that guy. He's a damn good player. They lost him because they can't afford to pay everybody. And they had to decide on certain guys they could keep and certain guys. But the league wants it this way. The league likes that cap in place where you can't keep everybody if you've done a good job of drafting. And if you haven't done a good job of drafting, you got to hit on the free agents to cover it up. That's been kind of the Dolphins deal partially through the years. And if you don't hit on them, you know, it's on you, man. It's on you. You screw up the draft and the free agent pickups and they don't fit in and you can't coach them up and you don't get the most out of them. But the league is going to stay this way where the draft – and the right free agents and the right system of coaching is going to give you a chance to win and turn your program around quickly, like we saw Cincinnati. One day they were bad, and all of a sudden they got real good. The other team is Detroit. Detroit's now favored to win their division. Did you ever think Detroit, 9-8 on the season, they're the favorite to win that division.
Find myself rooting for that team, by the way.
I do, too. Don't you? God, that's funny you said that. Yes.
They're easy to root for, man. I like their quarterback. Kind of got a raw deal. Right? He gets traded for Stafford and comes
He still gets bad-mouthed all the time.
Yeah, he does. Jared Goff, I kind of find myself rooting for him. And that whole. I mean, it'd be nice to see that franchise win something. They're kind of in the similar boat to us.
They have been the worst franchise in professional sports.
We're giving them a run for their money. I mean, you know.
Things have been
better lately, obviously, but.
No. I understand what you're saying, but they have been the worst in professional sports. The drought they have. And listen, we're right behind them when it comes to, and to your point, as far as winning a playoff game. It's hard to go 20-something years and not win a playoff game. It's hard to do that, and I'm the first to admit that. And the one thing that I like most about Mike McDaniel when he got here, he was aware of everything, every good and bad stat, what he had, and he threw that out there about this fan base hasn't had a playoff game win in 20-something years. And I went, there's a man that's done his homework on this team and gets it.
Well, it's hard to do in that sport, especially in that league, because it's designed for bad teams to turn good. And
100%, Woody.
You know, there's kind of like a cycle in that league, right? And, you know, there's a few teams that remain consistent
because
they have a quarterback or whatever. But
I think what Belichick and Brady did for 20 years, I know this doesn't make people happy here in South Florida. It's one of the greatest things in the history of the NFL. During the salary cap time, they dominated and played at a high level of Super Bowls, championship games, playoff wins like we've never seen, ever. And the league's not set up to be able to dominate for 20 friggin' years. Now, I know quarterback, you know, it helps. Their quarterback played till he was at a high level, till he was 40. But what they did, and we happen to be part of the division like the Jets and Bills, they had to feel the pain too. Somebody with a salary cap in place, the draft is structured the way it is, 1 through 7, free agency. You know, some years you got more free agent money than other years, and you can manipulate things and you can restructure contracts. With all that said, they dominated for 20 years. And I got to see it up close for 20 years, just like our fan base did. Hey, we got to go to break. 7 o'clock hour's coming up. A lot of stuff going on here this morning, and we'll jump on it. Congratulations to the Miami Hurricanes ladies basketball team. They pulled off one of the great upsets last night. The Canes women, the number 9 seed, went to Indiana, a number 1 seed, on their home court and got a 70-68 win on a late shot by Destiny Harden with 3 seconds left. They are moving. Katie Meyer, probably sleeping right now, is moving on to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 1992. 7 o'clock hour is coming up. But first, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. First thing in the morning, they're going, God, Joe, you're a downer. Now you're talking about injuries. Well, I hope you don't get hurt. But the fact is, the more you play a certain sport, sooner or later, everybody gets injured. It's not just a football thing. It's not just a hockey thing. It's every sport. The more you play, the more chances are sooner or later, your kids, you, somebody that's active, somebody that plays tennis every day, you will get injured. And when you do, you want to be able to go to the top sports medicine program, one of the best in the country, and we have in our backyard, Baptist Health South Florida. Man, we got Baptist Health South Florida taking care of a lot of our teams. Where do the pros go? Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors, those top specialists, those great surgeons, and those doctors that travel with the teams to take care of them every single day. Knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. We are ready to go. In Broward County, it's not just a Dade County thing. No, it's not just Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. It's our brand new facility on 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. More and more people find out about it every day going, oh my God, it's right here in my backyard. It's beautiful. It's an unbelievable facility. And all those great doctors are working up there. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho with one goal every day. Get you back healthy playing the sports you love the most.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.